This is a phase one commutation one for William Earns, ADC number 095286. Mr. Earns is currently serving a 20-year sentence for armed robbery. He also has a 20-year sentence for 20 years of armed robbery. And those both sentences are running concurrent. He also has a detainer. He has a 20-year sentence for armed robbery. Actually, has 6 sentences for armed robbery, which are all 20-year sentences, and those sentences are concurrently. What he's asking for is a 10-year deduction in his sentence. His TRADS date is June 11, 2030. If granted, he would be released on December 11th of 2021. Reason that he's asking for a reduction in his sentence, he says that when he was on drugs, he had relapsed and had started robbing business to get crack cocaine. Said when he received the money, he immediately went to go look to buy drugs, and so he could get high. And when his drugs ran out, he would then go out and commit another robbery. He says that he wants to get out so they can be of service to his family, to his community, and the country now that he's finally got a hold of his mental illness and addiction. Says he feels that his sentence was excessive because it was not, because it was aggravated. He's had several violations since he's been incarcerated. However, his last incarceration was on June 6th of this year, 2017, for theft possession, which was a major, and he was found guilty of that major. Says on that day, on that major, he was found to have in his possession a Skyworth TV that did not belong to him. After further investigation, it was found that it didn't belong to him. He pled guilty to it and stated that he knew that that TV did not belong to him. He's had several parole hearings before this board. His last parole hearing was in 2012, which was a commutation phase one hearing. Again, which he was not passed to phase two. He's had several programming since he's been incarcerated that he's actually participated in taking. Some of those programming include cognitive slanting, cultural diversity. He's had some construction classes, some HVAC classes that he's actually had since he's been incarcerated. He does have an extensive criminal record, which includes armed robbery, aggravated assault, aggravated robbery, up means of transportation, attempt to sell and transport narcotic drugs. These are all incidents that occurred back in 2013. The first occurred on May 7th of 2013 during this time he robbed a Circle K. During these robberies, he indicated that he had a weapon and threatened to blow the victim's head off if they did not give him the money. He did one on May 7th. At 3:14, he did another one on May 7th at 11:31, and then May 25th at 3:08 a.m. And then June 12th of 2013, he committed another robbery during that period of time. He also committed robbery on June 10th, 2013, June 11th, 2013, in which his MO was the same in each of the robberies. Basically, he indicated that he had a gun and insinuated and told the victims basically he would blow their brains out or shoot their heads off if he did not, they did not give him the money. When he was taken into custody, he was in possession of crack cocaine. And then his question attorney, as he was being interviewed, referred to the court documents that we have here. For each of the robberies that he actually committed, he received a 20-year sentence, and which those robberies were all running concurrent to each other. And he had a motion that was done during the plea to dismiss the following allegation, charging that the felony conviction was a serious offense, which would lead to a lifetime conviction that he would have actually have gotten for the armed robbery. He also received two other robberies that he had committed. He received a 20-year sentence for a total of 6 armed robberies that he received 20-year sentence, in which those robberies were all running consecutively. And then for the other two robberies that he actually was involved in, he received 3 years probation, and that is to run consecutive, that when he's released from prison, that he would be on 3 years probation on each of those robberies. So So the presumptive sentence for the robberies is 9.25. The maximum sentence for the robberies is 18.5 years. He received a total of 20 years for the actual robberies. And if he would have received any consecutive sentence on either of those sentences, he would have been serving 20 years behind each robbery, as well if they would have left the prior and the dangerous, he would have also been eligible to receive a lifetime sentence for the actual robbery. So he received a fair sentence. He actually received a very good sentence as a result of the crimes that he committed and the number of crimes that he has committed. So because there was no allegation of serious lifetime allegation, and he received 20 years, and the maximum sentence would have been 18.5 years, which is a little bit over what the maximum would have been. However, looking at the rest of the information, the concurrent charges that he actually had, including the two home robberies that he received probation for, 3 years probation on those two robberies, I think that his sentence was not excessive. Therefore, I do not feel that the sentence for Mr. Farns was excessive. Therefore, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. And no information coming from my colleagues, then I am going to make a motion to not pass Mr. William Orange on to a phase two hearing.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Neal. And agreed, Mr. Kendonis. Not pass to a phase two hearing. Let's conclude this hearing at this time.